for this month's book club by writer and journalist Sylvia Kent. And our guest today at 12.05 is going to be Linda Butcher, who is a reader from Book Talk, who have their monthly meetings at the Billericay Library. So looking forward to chatting to Linda. So can you hear me, Sylvia Kent? Are you there? Yes, you are.
Yes, we are.
There we are. We hate Zoom. We hate Zoom, don't we, Sylvia?
We loathe Zoom. I have to do one every day and I don't look forward to it.
So we're going to start with you, Sylvia. You are a writer and a journalist. Just a little bit of background about you before we start talking about Billericay readers. You've worked at some amazing places and you've got books out there and you're a journalist.
Yeah, well, I have. 30 years shows my age. Don't mind that. All got to get older, haven't we? This morning, what fun. Talk about use your yoga and breathing, because it was a panic as we didn't think we'd get through to you. And Linda came to us on the bus and it was lovely to see her nice and early. And she's sitting with me now. She knows and everyone knows that I write for local press and also anyone who pays me. but basically, a lot of our work is done for charitable means, as you will see from my weblog.
Yes, which is very successful. And also, you've got a lot of history books. You've written so many history books around Essex as well. And there's some fantastic books out there at the library that you've written too.
Yes, thank you. Yes, a dozen of those and anthologies. We put our work into various anthologies. And that's usually for charity to raise money. But yes, I love history. And you'll find out Linda loves history too. You'd want to know, I suppose, about the Society of Women Writers and Journalists.
Yes, yep.
And what we're doing. Well, as you know, we're based in London. We are international, so we have members all over the world. We've had to cancel a couple of things over the last 2 or 3 months due again to this COVID business, which will not go away. Now, we are all looking forward to one of our great SWWJ lunches in London at the National Liberal Club on the 5th of December. And anyone who wants to buy a ticket can come along. You'll see some very famous people. And writers, journalists, all types of people, and poets who all enjoy meeting together and learning what we're all doing. We're all working all the time and it's lovely. So we're looking forward to that on the 5th of December. Details on the SWWJ website.
Okay, on to Billericay readers. What exciting books are you reading at the moment and ones you can recommend?
Well, I have my expert with me, alongside me, in front of the screen. I would, if I could just say very quickly, don't want to take up too much time, but the Brentwood Writers Circle have had a lovely, lovely guest speaker on Saturday. A local girl from Billericay, Chrissy Sains, she's a relatively new author, children's books, and is signed up a very, very famous publishing house. Got to think of it. But she came and gave us a great talk and hopefully will come onto Book Talk and on the radio in the new year, we hope. But she's very, very busy with Walker Books, one of the best publishing houses for children's books. And also they've signed Anthony Horowitz, who is a very famous author.
Yes.
But our Book Talk reading group, which meets at Billericay Library, still continues after 22 years. They still choose some wonderful books for us, modern, classic. And today, I'm personally honoured by having Linda Butcher with me in my office, who will tell you more about our group and her own life. And over to Linda.
Not yet, because we're going to be talking. We're talking to Linda at 12.05. So Sylvia normally does every month 60 seconds of history, which she always nails down to 60 seconds. So what are you going to be talking about today, Sylvia?
I'm just going to refer back to Brentwood Museum, which is a wonderful place up Wally Hill. If anyone hasn't been there, they do love visitors. So here we go. What's in Brentwood Museum? In the museum household, items dating back from the 1880s to the 1970s show how hard housewives worked and how labour-saving gadgets in the kitchen, laundry and around the house made life a little easier. Home entertainment was once provided by the magic lantern and later by radio and television. Many examples of how past generations enjoyed their leisure time are on display in the museum. Local history is not neglected. Exhibits and photographs represent local industry, institutions and everyday life in the town.